Good morning.
Good morning. Hug some out.
Hug some out. How are you feeling?
A little better. It's slow progress, but it's mainly at night. You know.
Understood.
I don't do well on medicines. Medicines just tear my system up.
We're going to wait a couple more minutes before we start.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute because I'm in the living room, not in my computer room. So they'll be in and out. Okay. Canoak.
Yes.
I didn't send you an email, but are you aware of the recording with Rabbi Shimon that it didn't go through? We got shut off after you finished the first part of the lesson, and so the Rabbi Shimon lesson didn't come on at all. But it's labeled as that.
Well, that's the recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't aware, but I'll take a look and see if there's a solution to it.
Okay. It would probably just be to rename it because it was removing the level, the leaven, you know, the little short commentary.
Judy.
Okay, I'm going to mute again.
Randall.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the reading for today is Exodus chapter 22, verse 24, all the way through chapter 23, verse 19. And that's what we will be reading. Plus, there is a maftir in addition to that, which is the same as what was yesterday, which is Numbers chapter 28, verses 19 to 25. And we will start with chapter 28, verse 24. After I say the L'shem Yehud. Excuse me, it's Exodus chapter 22, verse 24. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bithilu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yud he bavav he b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Elohinu alenu maasei adenu kananei alenu maasei adenu kananeihu. Im kesef tawe et ami et haye ani. Im ach lo tihiye lo kenoshe. Lo tesimun alav deshech. If you lend money to any of my people, even to the poor with thee, thou shalt not be to him as a creditor, neither shall ye lay upon him interest. Verse 25. Im chavol tachbol. Shal mat recha ad bo hashemesh teshivenu lo. If you at all take thy neighbor's garment to pledge, then thou shalt restore it unto him by that the sun goes down. Verse 26. Ki kisuto levadahi satsim lato leo robame ishtar wichayaki tsak elai. Visham ati ki hanun ani. For that is his only covering, it is his garment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass, when he cries unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. Verse 27. Elohim lo tikalel v'nasi b'yamcha lo taor. Thou shalt not revile Elohim, nor curse a ruler of thy people. Meleatcha v'dimadcha lo te'acher b'kor banecha t'iten li. Thou shalt not delay to offer of the fullness of thy harvest and of the outflow of thy presses. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Verse 29. Kain ta'ase l'soro l'sorcha l'sonecha shivat yamim hihye imimo bayom hashmini titnoli. Likewise shall thou do to with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its dam. On the eighth day thou shalt give it to me. Verse 30. Be'an she kodesh tihiyun li uvasar basadeh. Tere fa lo to kelu la kelev tashlikun doto. And ye shall be holy men unto me. Therefore ye shall not eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs. Chapter 23, verse 1. Lo tisa shema shav al tashet yadcha im rasha liyot ed chamas. Thou shalt not utter a false report. Put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Verse 2. Lo tihye achare rabim liraot, v'lo ta'ane ariv lintot achare rabim lehatot. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou bear witness in a cause to turn aside after a multitude to pervert justice. Verse 3. Vidal lo techedar berivo, neither shall thou favor a poor man in his cause. Verse 4. Ki tivka shor o yivcha o chamoro toe hashev tishivenu lo. If thou meet your enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. Verse 5. the fifth verse. Ki tirecha amor shona acha roves tachat masao vecha dalta me azov lo azov ta azov baimo. If you see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under its burden, thou shalt forbear to pass by him. Thou shalt surely release it with him. It's interesting that in this verse, the word azov is written three different times in three different ways. I'm not sure what azov would translate as. I just find it quite interesting, and when we have time, I will try and look that up. Verse 6. Lo tatemis hat evyoncha berivo. Thou shalt not rest the judgment of thy poor in his cause. The seventh verse. Mi bar sheker tirchak benaki, betzadik al tacharog, ki lo atzik rasha. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent, and the righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. Verse 8. V'shochad lo tikach ki ha-shochad ye'aver tik'chim v'salef divrei tzadikim. And you shall take no gift, for a gift blinds them that have sight and perverts the words of the righteous. The ninth pasuk. And a stranger shall thou not oppress, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I personally would not translate this as a stranger, but as a foreigner. I think that has a more powerful meaning to today. The 10th verse. Wisheshanim tisra et artsecha viasavta et vuata. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and gather in the increase thereof. And the 11th verse. V'hashvit tishmetena untashta v'yachlu evyonei amecha v'yitram tokal chayat hasadeh kein taseh lekar mecha l'zeitecha. But the 7th year thou shalt let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beast of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with the olive yard. This is the regulations associated with the Shemitah year. And it's easy to understand why this would be read during the days of Chol HaMoed. Because it's, as the Ari we learned when we read the Ari, not this week, but the previous time, when we read the around about Pesach from the Ari, he was explaining that sometimes when we say 7 days, we're referring to the period of 7 years. And this is, it's easy to understand once you understand what the Ari is saying, is that there frequently are code words that we read one way, but we need to recognize the alternative ways of understanding those code words. Verse 12. Sheshet yamim ta'ase ma'asecha uvayom ashvi tishbot leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha v'yinafesh ben amatcha v'hager. 6 days shall you do no, 6 days thou shalt do thy work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may have rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may he be refreshed. The 13th verse. U'achol asher amarti aleichem tishameru v'shem Elohim acherim lo tiskiru lo yishama al picha. And in all things that I have said unto you, take ye heed and make no mention of the name of other gods. Neither let it be heard out of your mouth. This is the verse that prompts the halakha not to mention the man from Nazareth by the name that the other people utilize. Verse 14. Shalosh regalim tahog. Libasashana. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Verse 15. Et chag hamatzot tishmor shivat yamim tochal matzot kasher tziviticha lemoed chodesh. Ha'aviv kivo yatsata mimitzrayim willo yerau panai reikam. The feast of unleavened bread shall thou keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee at the time appointed in the month of Aviv. For in it thou comes out from Egypt, and thou none shall appear before me empty. Verse 16. V'hag ha-katsir bikurei ma'asecha asher tisra la'chadeh. V'hag ha-asif b'tzeich ha-shana v'yaspecha et ma'asecha min ha-sadeh. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou sowest in the field, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when thou gatherest in thy labors out of the field. If you understand the idea of verses 15 and 16, you see the connection between Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. Verse 16 refers to Shavuot. Verse 15 starts out with Pesach, but the last verse, and none shall appear me before me empty, is discussing the Omer. Because it's the building of the vessel, which is the counting of the Omer, that allows us to earn the merit, receiving the same life that we received on Pesach for free, without bread of shame, that we now have earned to receive on Shavuot. Verse 17. Shalosh pe'amim v'ashana yeraye kol zikurcha el b'fenei ha'adon ha'ashem Adonai. Three times in the year all thy mail shall appear before Hashem. Those three times are Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, representing the three columns. Verse 18. Lo tisvach al chametz dam zivchi v'lo yalin te'elev hagi ad boker. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. Neither shall the fat of my feast remain all night until the morning. Verse 19. Reshit bikurei ad matcha ta'avi beit Hashem Elohecha Lo teva shel gedi v'chalev imo. The choicest first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord, thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in its mother's milk. This is a very famous verse, and the commentaries all ask the question, why is kashrut discussed alongside the giving of the first fruits? And this, there are many answers, of course. One of them is that the giving of the first fruits, which is the holiday of Shavuot, can only be earned when we are recognizing what the meaning of kashrut is, not mixing the right column, which is milk, with the left column, which is the necessity of killing the animal in the kosher manner. That's the end of the reading. We will now read the Maftir, which we read the same Maftir yesterday, and it will be the same Maftir tomorrow. Verse 19. V'hi karavtem mishe'olah la'ashem parim b'nei bakar shenayim v'ayil echad v'shivach havasim b'nei shana tamimim yihiyu lachem. But ye shall present an offering made by fire, a burnt offering unto the Lord. An elevation offering is a better translation than burnt offering. Two young bullocks and one ram and seven he lambs of the first year, they shall be unto you without blemish. It's interesting to see this translation, he lambs. It's a literal translation and appropriate. But wouldn't it be more clear to say a ram, which is a he lamb, was a male lamb? Verse 20. Umin chatam solet belula vashamen shilosha ezronim lapar ushne ezronim la'ayil tasu. And their meal offering, fine flour mingled with oil. 3/10 parts shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 parts for the ram.
Malka.
Verse 21. Malka, do you have a question?
Just be able to get on. Sorry.
Not a problem. Verse 21. Isaron, Isaron, ta'aseh l'kavesh ha'echad, v'shivad ha'choravisim. Several 10th parts shall not thou offer for every lamb of the 7 lambs. This translation is trying to justify or explain why Isaron, meaning a 10th part, is duplicated. Verse 22. Uzir ta'at echad, aleichem, and 1 he-goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. Verse 23. Milvad olach haboker asher leolat ha-tamid ta'asu et ele. You shall offer these beside the burnt offering of the morning, which is for the continual burnt offering. Verse 24. Kaile ta'asu layom shivat yamim lachem ishe re'ach nicho'ach la'ashem al olat ha'tamid ye'aseh v'nisko. After this manner ye shall offer daily for 7 days the food of the offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto Hashem. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and the drink offering thereof. Verse 25. Uvayom hashvi'i mikra kodesh yihye lachem kom lechet avodah lo ta'asu. And on the 7th day ye shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no matter of servile work. And that is the end of our readings for today. Does anyone have any questions? This afternoon and this evening, we will have the two classes, one at 4:30, that will be our deeper Zohar class, and one at 7, which will be another additional reading for Pesach by the Ari. Tomorrow morning at the 7 a.m. time, we will again connect to the Torah readings for Pesach. You all have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank
Shalom.
You.
Shalom. Shalom. We're going to count the Omer, right?
It'll be before the class at 9.